The second biggest chunk was $115 million for community-based healthcare providers, such as licensed nursing homes, residential treatment centers, assisted living facilities, and things like that. We also set aside $40 million for nonprofit small business grants. There are a lot of nonprofits around the state who are doing really good work, but they've been impacted by COVID, so they will now also be eligible for grants. And then we did some for new businesses, startup businesses, and for housing assistance and things like that.